This is Apollo Control at 123 hours, 12 minutes. We're about to lose radio contact with the command module, Kitty Hawk, on this, the 21st Revolution. And we'll be reacquiring in about 45 minutes. We said goodnight to Stu Russo, aboard Kitty Hawk at about 120 hours, 45 minutes. And when the spacecraft went behind the moon and we reacquired at 121 hours, 58 minutes, the surgeon reports that Russo was asleep. Shepard and Mitchell aboard Antares said goodnight at about 122 hours, 20 minutes. And the surgeon says they were asleep within a matter of minutes. About 122.28 for Shepard sleep time, and Mitchell asleep shortly thereafter. Prior to going into their rest period, Shepard reported that he and Mitchell were in excellent condition and requested that the EVA timeline be advanced to allow them at least a 30-minute extension on the EVA, which would mean a 30-minute minimum early start. Shepard requested that the crew be awakened at the ground elapsed time of 129 hours, which would be about 11:30 Central Standard Time, 11:30 p.m. This is about an hour and 25 minutes ahead of the normal wake-up time and could conceivably move the EVA up by that amount. However, Flight Director Milt Windler said he did not expect that the EVA would move up by a full hour and 25 minutes. However, it's difficult to predict precisely how the timeline will move tomorrow. And about all that can be said at this point is that it will probably be somewhere between 30 minutes to an hour and a half early. We have good solid data from the lunar module, and all of the lens systems look good at this time. At 123 hours, 15 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.